Well, of course, big news. You've been working on this for a few months. Of course, the $4.4 million deficit that MSUB was facing, and a lot of tough decisions you guys had to make. And I just want the people to know out there, getting to know you a little bit, you took this very, very seriously, and you just didn't snap your fingers, you and your committee, and do this overnight. This was a long, thought-out process.
Yeah, it really was. We realized that we had about a $4.4 million deficit. That is the difference between the revenues we'll have next year and what our current spending levels would be, and decided to get on top of it. We've known it now since really the first week of December. Announced it right away to everybody to let everyone know we needed to get on top of it, and got a committee together, got the administrative team together, and started to work through it. And I think the thing that really helped all of us was the establishment of four key principles. And the first of those is the most important one, that we do everything we can to limit the impact on students as much as possible as we go through this. And I think that's helped us make decisions that are in the best interest of our students and of the community of Billings. Because when you really say we're not going to hurt our students, you've got to look long range and not just to those on campus and say, what are the programs that you know we need to have out there so that the students, when they graduate, can find the jobs, can move into this economy, can have the careers, can have the lifestyle, can have the things to do out away from work, and have developed the whole person, but have the right programs for Billings and the region of Montana that we serve in particular. So it didn't make this easy, but it helped us focus the work and make the tough decisions that needed to be made and set the university up for the next, really, two or three decades.
Just talk about the athletic program. Of course, cutting tennis, that's going to save you, what, $230,000 a year,
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that?
And, that's correct.
I was listening to the AD director last night, and it truly made sense. Instead of, you know, taking a little bit from this program, a little bit from this program, a little bit from this program, diluting those programs, you guys decided on the tennis program. So how did that come about?
You know, that was probably one of the most difficult decisions, because it's clear that when we make this decision, we're going to impact the lives of a very particular group of students. And as we thought through this process of how do we limit the impact the most, you know, cutting each of our programs just a little bit would have impacted a great deal more students, would have meant that we wouldn't have had the quality of player, the quality, more importantly, the quality experience for our student athletes and the students who come to games and want to be associated with intercollegiate athletics. Then we simply looked at our entire sports array, and we had, you know, unfortunately this summer we lost our tennis bubble, our practice and playing facility, and had some costs then associated with getting training facilities for our tennis athletes. It's also the only sport that we have that isn't part of the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, which is our primary conference. And so it was clearly the sport that was sort of outside the rest of the sports that we have. It also had the smallest number of student athletes in the sport. So unfortunately, we had to make the decision to eliminate tennis. It really was, for all of us, the most difficult decision that we had to make. And we had a good meeting with the team to let them know and explain the reasons behind it. We are, I think, you know, keeping true to this principle. We're going to honor all of our scholarship commitments to those students through the end of their eligibility. So if they want to stay here and complete their degrees without the tennis program, they can do that, and we'll honor those scholarships. And if they want to transfer and continue to play tennis at the collegiate level, we've already, quote-unquote, released them, which means that they can talk with other teams, other institutions, and those they can be actively recruited so that they can make that transition effectively.
Basically, this all, you know, this get on to other things right here. Basically, with the cuts, it's a 10% cut of personnel, correct?
It is it's a 10% both in funding, and it ended up being a 10% cut in the positions that we have for people. When it comes down to people that we actually had to lay off, it's a much smaller number, because we'd left a few positions open, filled them in a temporary basis until we could figure out what was the best way to go.
Now, a lot of this is going to be gradual, right, sir?
Yeah, it'll take us about 2 years to implement all of this. And I think the tennis is a good example. We've got these scholarships that we're going to continue to honor for the next really 3 years. Most of them will be done in about two. It'll just take us a while to do that. We've got a couple of programs that we're going to eliminate, and it'll take us a while to teaching them out, make sure that every student that's in those programs has an opportunity to finish those programs. So we'll have to use some of our reserves to manage that and finally get to the budget that we need to.
Now, you know, and all this wasn't just the professors and everything like that. Some from the administrative part, too, correct?
Correct. We are giving up faculty positions, administrative positions, and some classified staff clerical positions as well. So it's a kind of a there are positions at all levels of the university that were impacted by these decisions.
Plus, you left open about 20 open positions, correct?
Yeah, just a little over 20. These were either open positions or they're positions that we had temporary faculty in, yes.
So, okay, you're taking care of the deficit, which, you know, and you were, from the word go, you've been very, very transparent about that. I really appreciate that, and that's one of the reasons why I admire you. So, okay, this 4.4 deficit. Okay, you're dealing with it, but what do we do going forward to start, you know, getting more kids coming to MSUB so that, you know, maybe some more monies can go back into the programs? I know it said that tennis won't be coming back and certain other things won't be coming back, but how do we get more kids coming to Billings so that there's more monies to use?
You know, I think there's a few things that we can talk about. One is we've started this student success committee that is really aimed at helping us determine what are the key programs, practices, best practices in recruiting and retaining students, but especially retaining them and helping them move from the time they come in the door as freshmen all the way through until they graduate. That's going to be a key committee for us to help us figure out how to improve our retention, persistence through to graduation. I think, too, you know, we're going to see these the number of students coming out of high schools in the state of Montana. All the demographics tell us they have bottomed out. We're going to see more and more students start to come out of the high schools. That's going to help us. It is a slow return. It's not an immediate jump. It'll take a little while to build back. But I think we've also got to look at how we recruit the non-traditional student, that adult student. We have a lot of part-time students on our campus where we have more part-time as a percentage of our enrollment than anyone. That's a point of pride for us. It means that we're serving that adult population in downtown Billings and throughout Yellowstone County. But I think that's going to be an important market for us, is to continue to serve those students and to help them move from where they are to where they want to be in their careers. But I think more than anything else, we've got to get some things out there that help everybody understand where our points of excellence are. Where, you know, when you meet someone on the street, you say, I went to MSUB, they say, oh, and then there's three things come out of their mouth about where we're really excellent, what MSUB is really known for. We've got a few of those now, but I'd like to see some more consistency and really see the reputation of MSUB grow throughout the entire state of Montana and the Great Northwest.
One thing I forgot to mention when we're talking about sports, of course, there was some talk about football maybe coming back to MSUB. Does that kind of put the brakes on that for a little bit?
It's pretty clear that we've just cut a sport, and further consideration of football in the immediate future isn't something that we can entertain. We've got a few other things that we've got to do before football is even considered. We certainly have to be able to have the training facilities for the athletes that we have. We need to especially turn up the training facilities for our track and field and cross-country athletes, our soccer teams. We also have something. We've got to finish this science building. That's priority number one, make sure that we have the funding for that, get the science building built, serve the needs of our science and allied health students. And we're really short on conferencing space here on campus. So we've got a plan. One, finish the science building up, science and allied health building up. bring in a conference center so that we can hold the meetings that we need to have on our campus, the gatherings, also be able to supply some space for outside groups if necessary, and then build the training facilities for the sporting teams that we have and build back the reputation of athletics with the sports we have before we go into new sports and things that we might add.
Let's talk about a couple events that you have coming up. Of course, tomorrow is basically a career fair going on up at MSUB, and for the past 3 days, you could go online or whatever it be to learn how to, you know, get your resume all sharpened up and everything, but that career fair is going to be going on tomorrow at MSUB.
Yeah, we host a few of these throughout the year, one out at City College and this one on the university campus, and great opportunity for not just students but anyone to participate in the career fair. I have a lot of different businesses, groups, organizations that are hiring in the area that are there to talk to students, to talk to others. So great opportunity, especially for our students, but for others to that are looking for a career change or looking for a new career, new job. Great opportunity.
And this Friday, of course, is preview day.
Yeah, great opportunity for us to welcome and start to really recruit new students for next year's class. Opportunity for them to see our campus, meet some of our students, meet some of the faculty and staff, and find out what most of our students already know when they get here, that they're going to get a high-quality education. There's great people here waiting to support them and help them move through and attain not just their educational goals, but their professional and personal goals as well.
And we need to circle back one last time over these cuts and everything.
Sure.
You know, and I think we just need to emphasize out there, you know, you can't, you know, like the college is like a business and you can't run it in a deficit, so you have to make some pretty hard decisions. But every decision that you guys made up there was focused on the students, for the students' welfare, correct?
That's correct. You know, and we did that right from the beginning. If we're not paying attention to our mission, and our mission is to serve the students and to serve this region, if we don't focus on that, then we're in a lot of trouble. And so every one of these decisions was about how do we make sure that we've got the programs in place that students need, whether those are academic, student service, administrative service, or athletics, have those programs in place, make sure they're appropriately funded. And if that means we've got to let go of some other things so that we can get the programs there, we've got to do that.
So how does the second semester up at MSUB look like, sir?
It looks pretty good. We hit our enrollment targets very well, and the students are back, very excited. You know, we've had students off giving some talks at national meetings. We've had faculty engaged in the jazz festival. We had a bunch of students in from across the state, high school students that participated in the jazz festival. So we're off and rolling. The World War One series of talks is going again at the library. So very exciting time on campus.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for coming on. And we're going to put that together for next month, going up there.
Great.
And broadcasting live, okay?
Great. Looking forward to it, Scott. And I'll get you one of those mugs.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chancellor.
You bet. Thank you.
Chancellor Nook, hard decisions, but the guy's a cool guy. I really like him. It is 6:58.